It is the Friday show. I've got Jim Johnson, I've got Grace Maley here, and to come I will have Dom Farrell on City, I'll have Matt Phillips on Ipswich Town, I'll have Tom Fahey on Villa, and I've got James Roach on Bournemouth. But City are the first game of the weekend, Nottingham Forest versus Manchester City, so let's hear right now from Dom Farrell.
I'm with Dom Farrell to talk about Manchester City, Nottingham Forest at the weekend away, and this is now, in a massive way, Dom, it's now the story of the Manchester City season. It becomes effectively a season of renewal, to an extent, a little bit of damage control at this stage of proceedings. You know, Forest sit third, City sit fourth, and we can go all the way down to Villa at 10th, and there's 6 points to cover Forest all the way down to Villa. So nothing is comfortable for this City side. So Saturday's a massive game, I think, ultimately. I think it's almost, in a way, the biggest game of the weekend. It's one where City have got to just ensure that the momentum keeps moving in the right way and they're not going to get sucked into things going in the wrong way. Do you think all that's fair?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's obviously that funny time of year when there's like not that many Premier League games going on because it's March, because there's the other competitions that City are normally in and now aren't. And that's a bit of a thing for the, admittedly, it's a changing squad, but that's something for them to deal with. That as much as it looks like, oh, it's nice, you've got all these free midweeks, at the same time, they are a core group of players who have been used to,
yep,
you have that rhythm of Wednesday, Saturday, and they don't have that now. Yeah, I think it is a big game, because if City were to go to Forest and win, which, you know, not a lot of teams have this year, and you look at City's running, you would think it all of a sudden things seem to open up into plain sailing towards top four. Were they to lose a few results below them, go the other way, and they're sort of in sixth maybe with Brighton up next, and then no game because of the cup game at the end of March, which is against Bournemouth, who will fancy that, and Bournemouth might come to that conversation. You could then get into April and it sort of be looking like they, you know, they need to put together a run of games that they've as yet been incapable of doing. So yeah, I think it's the old six-pointer, isn't it? It is quite an important one.
Just for listeners, just to add greater clarity to what you're saying there, if City get themselves in a position where they beat Forest, of the current top six, they've played them all home and away. They've been away then to Bournemouth and to Brighton. Yes, Brighton are to come pretty quickly. And they've been away to Villa. Fulham are a fascinating side this season, and God knows what you're going to get when you play them. But you got them last week of the season, so God knows what Fulham you're walking into at that point of time as well. So it's just worth pointing out, isn't it, Dom, that what you're saying there is, it's certainly one where if City win, they'll feel great. I'd argue if City just make sure that they don't get beat, I think that with the remaining fixtures that City have got, there will be a level of confidence that they will overturn Forest between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, perhaps, but I still think a victory is kind of important. Insofar as City, I mean, and I know you've mentioned this before, of like City's record against the top four, like going back to last season's ultimately successful title running, they kind of got into a bad habit of not winning many, you know, inverted commas, big games. Now, at the start of the season, you wouldn't have put Forest in that bracket. It would have been your tricky game in March. But now, you know, they're where they are on merit, you know.
Yeah.
Sides that don't really go there and have an easy time. I do think they've maybe come off their curve a little bit. It might be a situation where at 2:45 on Saturday, everyone's going, City have got Forest at the right time there. That might be the case. But I think it is important, particularly with a team that is changing, with a few young players that came in January being all of a sudden becoming integral, which I think says a lot about where City were. It's important for, you know, those new guys to start feeling that they're part of something. They're winning big, significant games. And, you know, they maybe got a little, I mean, I know Tottenham are a bit of a basket case, but winning away at Tottenham has not often come easily to City. So that was a positive for them last time out. And yeah, I think it feels important to keep that little bit of momentum running.
Yeah, I think it's easy to sort of write the Liverpool one off. And if you can write the Liverpool one off, it's actually quite a tidy run City are on. And then as part of that as well, it looks to me from the outside looking in as though Savinho, Marmoush, Gonzalez, Kushinov, they all feel like they're really important to this little mini run that City have found themselves on as well. So it does feel, doesn't it, as though there is something that is sort of kindling itself there.
Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, like even if you look back to sort of the start of February, where there have been, and they're chasing things, you know, there's been hidings against Arsenal and Real Madrid, and then against Liverpool, where I thought City were improved on what they turned in at the Bernabeu, but were basically kept at arm's length by a team who were just better than them this year. But for a while now, they've been beating everyone they're supposed to beat. And as you alluded to, that running is a bunch of teams they're supposed to beat. So going off that, it's fine. And you know, and yeah, Kucherov has become like a sort of fast track cult hero. It's probably weirdly helped by the fact he had such a horrible debut.
Yeah.
And has been great since. It's the sort of thing for fans to latch onto. There's also the fact that, say, I mean, I wouldn't imagine many of your listeners be doing this, but if you were to follow Pep Guardiola press conferences on YouTube, the comments are now just full of Uzbek flags. It's like City are now a big deal in Tashkent on the back of Kucherov. Yeah, Nico Gonzalez has come in, and I think he's been, to be perfectly honest, in terms of his quality of performances, he's been up and down, but they at least have a player who knows what to do in that position that Rodri's been filling. Marmoush again has been hot and cold, but he's hot and cold in an exciting way. You know, the hat-trick against Newcastle probably is what everyone's taken away from him, rather than some games where he's huffed and puffed a bit more. I mean, to me, what it feels like a bit is like the end of Guardiola's first season in charge, where they got knocked out of the Champions League first knockout round by Monaco. But around halfway in that season, he'd decided, here are the players that'll take forward and here are the guys that are sort of old and gone. And he kind of put things in place so that they flew the next season. That was the 100-point season. Now, the difference this time is the bits of the team that are a bit broken and old, he is culpable for not moving them on in a more timely fashion. But yeah, I think that there's a lot of chat around City at the moment that, you know, Kucherov, Marmoush, Gonzalez, and then even people who've been there a bit longer, like Doku, Savinho, obviously Haaland, we remember, is very young. Foden, if he can come back to some form, it's all of a sudden looking like the team that it might be. It felt significant at Tottenham that blokes like Bernardo, Gundogan, De Bruyne, who've all kind of been, you know, club greats, but have all had stick this season for, you know, basically becoming victims of the aging process. It felt significant that at Spurs, against a team like Postecoglou's Tottenham, it was decided this isn't for you, and it was a very young, vibrant team, and it was an uneven performance, but when they were good, they were very good. The interesting thing for me this weekend is against Forest, it's probably a game where City are going to have 70% of the ball, and it's where he strikes that balance of how many of the old lieutenants does he put in just to play, you know, to rack up 100 passes and move things around, or does he stick with Doku, Savinho, Haaland, and go, right, that's that front three against Wood, Gibbs White, Hudson-Odoi, and Alanga. And do you lean into sort of something that's a bit against Guardiola's instincts and have a bit of a basketball match? That's where the tension is at the moment. I mean, I expect a few of the old guard to play to try and keep it, to try and quieten the crowd down there at the weekend. But after that, with a load of winnable home games, I think it'll look more like the team that beat Tottenham, and there'll be a little bit of a handbrake off. And City might be thoroughly enjoyable to watch over the coming months.
There we are. Just out of interest, I've already rarely do this. Do you think you're going to win against Forest? I think you're going to win.
Do you know what? Before this call, I wasn't sure, but it sounds like I think they are going to win, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe like a 3-1, something like that.
There we are. Excellent stuff from Dom. Let's move along.